sister. The Lord's good, isn't he? Got your Bibles, turn with 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Just want to read this chapter. Now, brethren, when I came to you in not with excellence of speech, our wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ, him crucified. Now, but with you in weakness, in fear, much trembling. You wouldn't think the Apostle Paul would hear him say that, would you? But he did. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have they entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But you know what? Look, we can't stop there. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but by the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teacheth, which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. For the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I ought to read verse 10 and 11 again. But God revealed them to a spirit. Verse 9 and 10. But it's written, I have not seen, nor ye heard, neither have entered the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we thank you and praise you for all of your mercy and grace that you've shown us, that you've given us all those freely things that are free, all your gifts, God, that you've shown toward us and given us through your marvelous mercy and grace. Bless this time together here this morning. My Lord and my God, move upon a mist. Move in each one of our hearts this morning, and God will thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Well, isn't God good? I'm glad he reveals himself to us. I'm glad that If you just stop and you say, we never seen nothing or heard nothing of what God's got, I'm glad he sent us his spirit. You know, there's two spirits in this passage of scripture I read. One of them is the spirit of the world. And one of them is the spirit of God. And you know what? The spirit of the world will ruin you. The spirit of God reveals some things to you. Very important. That's why a man must be born again. You will never understand. You won't ever figure God out. None of us will. But you'll never understand the things of God apart from the Spirit of God. You won't even figure some people out if you don't have the Spirit of God. Because you're going to think they're nuts, crazy. You know what's wrong with them? Why they love going to church? Why they love the Word of God? Why they love the things of God? That's why that last Sunday Carol came. She felt so bad. I couldn't believe she would come. She said, "I'm going." You didn't have to beg her to come. And you'll have to pray for me today. I don't know if I had a vision or if I was dreaming. I woke up this morning. She went over on that side, but I saw her hair. It was surreal. And I felt to see she was there, but she wasn't. So I've been crying most of the morning. Share this with you, then I'm going to go on in this scripture, Lord help me. I sat by a man last night at the meeting before we eat supper. I didn't know his wife had died. He's fixing to be 85. They've been married 58 years. He said, "I always thought my wife was going to go before I did because he was about 7 or 8 years old, I think. She died in January. I didn't know she'd passed away. I've been knowing him, seeing him down Brother Billy's for several years. And he said they've been married 58 years. See, he married his wife before she got out of school. Told her, he said, "You ain't going to finish school. I'm going to marry you now." He was older than her. But he said he always thought he was going to leave for her, but she left before he did. And she passed away in January. But he talked to him, and he had some good encouraging words, too. And he said that... shape she got in. He said, "I couldn't wish her back." I said, "Well, you're right. I couldn't either." But anyway, it was encouraging, he'd been married 58 years. So I just wanted to share that with you. And we're not buying this by ourselves. And I'm not in it by myself. Some of you sitting out there have already been through it. But, And one man asked me last night, said, "Was y'all high school sweethearts?" I said, "Yes, yes, sir, we sure was." And you know, when you grow up together, it makes a difference. And anyway, I'm glad, though, God's got a place for us, aren't you? And just excuse me and forgive me this morning, but I know the Lord's still like able, and he's there. I know yesterday afternoon, before we went to the... Went to the meeting last night. I was sitting in the clown. I was going to rest a minute. Dozed off just a little bit. Phone rung. And when I woke up, I said, and that's the truth. First thought I was, she going to answer that. And I looked over and, that ain't going to happen. So I had to get up and go to the phone. But anyway, it's hard to explain. But I'm going to look at these scriptures this morning for a few moments, Lord willing. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. The Apostle Paul said, he said, "I came not to you with excellent speech or wisdom to decline you the testimony of God." Now, the Apostle Paul could have, he had education. He could have gone to him with enticing words, man's wisdom, telling him things. He knew that wasn't what they needed. That was not what they needed. Now, I couldn't go to you with that. I don't have it. I don't have no enticing words. I have a problem with speaking sometimes. I have a problem with spelling. And so I don't think you had to worry about that part. But Paul had it. I mean, he had education. He had passing words he could have used, but he knew that the words wouldn't do it because he had all that before he ever found the Lord Jesus Christ. He had that on the road to Damascus. And when he was on that road to Damascus, he met somebody that changed his life completely and totally. From he was hauling Christians to be persecuted and put them in jail. He was there at the stoning of Stephen when he was stoned to death. They laid the clothes at his feet, but he met the Lord Jesus Christ on the road, thank God. And he come in contact with one that changed his whole outlook on life and changed him and turned him around. Thank God. That's what happened to him, and God had him. Listen, God can save anybody he wants to. Listen, he can save to the uttermost. He saved the Apostle Paul. He can save you. He saved me. He can save anybody. Thank God. That's what Jesus can do. I'll tell you, you fall in love with him, he'll be first. I was looking, you know what, how many times in the Bible it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. I read where somebody said 44 times in the New Testament. Listen, 44 times is what he talks about in being the Savior. But you know how many times it talks about him being Lord? 400 and some times. About 400 more times it calls him Lord. And he's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's either Lord or not Lord. And he is Lord. You know, you got a lot of people who want to accept him as a Savior. But they say, oh, I'll try to make him Lord on down the road. No, he's Lord. He's not Lord. The Bible said he would confess with thy mouth what? Not just Savior, but the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, Master, Messiah, and Savior. He is the one, thank God. If you meet him, he'll change your life. Completely, totally, he will change your life. And so the Apostle Paul said, I'm not coming to you trying to entice you, trying to give you man's wisdom of words, trying to convince you. I'm come to preach Jesus, him crucified. I don't want to know nothing else but Jesus Christ, him crucified. He's Lord. That's why he said, if you confess him as the Lord Jesus Christ, that's to be saved. I want to thank God. He is Lord, ruler, master. That's why people don't come to Christ. They don't want nobody rule. He don't want him rule their life. Well, run their own. Do their own thing. Go when they want to go. Do what they want to do. He's still Lord. And so he said, Paul said, I didn't come to you with man's wisdom and knowledge. I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ, verse number 2, and him crucified. That's what he said, I'm going to preach Christ. I want to preach him crucified. Not only was he crucified, but thank God raised him from the dead. He's Lord, both of the dead and the living. Thank God he's Jesus the Savior. He's Jesus the Lord. What does Lord mean? Mean ruler and master. He rules, masters your life. Number one, he's first. Amen. I'm glad he is. Paul said, I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. He was there with him. He was there in weakness and much fear and trembling. But he said in verse number 4, my speech was and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. I'm telling you, we've got away from the real preaching a lot of times, and we're trying to entice people with words and listen with other words and all these things. I won't tell you something. Paul, you know what did he say? Not with enticing word, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. What we need is a demonstration, all right, but it's the power of God and the Spirit of God. It takes the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God. I do not remember the night I walked down. I do not remember coming down now. Last thing I remember, the night I got down in the altar and got saved in 1965 of August in a tent down in the sawdust, you know the last thing I remember? The last thing I remember, I was standing back there trying to hold on back there at the back of a chair. Right. Yeah, me too. The man was preaching on hell, something I dreamed a few years earlier. I died in winter, and that's awful. Isn't it strange? He was preaching on that night. God knew who he was talking to. Next thing I knew, I was down there at the altar. And only else I remember was somebody come put a hand on my shoulder and whispered in my ear, said, just pray God be merciful to you, sinner. And you know what I prayed? If I'd have tried to thought of every sin, tried to confess everyone one by one, listen, I've probably been there all night, and I don't know when I'd have got away from there, but I won't tell you something. But I just said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And I found out, Brother Danny, he was merciful. And so what we need is a preaching. If they hear us, Scott Trent was preaching that night on hell. He was preaching of the demonstration of the power of the Spirit. It wasn't enticing words. It wasn't what this soothing generation wants to hear today. It wasn't what we wanted to hear then. But it convicted my heart and I was converted. And the Spirit of God worked a miracle, marvelous thing in my life. That's what he's saying. Paul said, I come to you, not with man's wisdom, but I want to come to you in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. The Spirit of God takes the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, and convicts and convinces. And he convinced me I was lost that night. He convinced me I needed a Savior. He shown me the Savior, revealed unto me by faith. And I tell you, thank God, I received in that day. And this is a born again. The Spirit of God is real. He'll come into your life. If you've never been born again, you need a new birth. Paul said, I don't come to you. I'm coming to you weakness and trembling, but I'm coming to you not with demonstration. I'm not going to try to impress you with words. But see, what we need is power. Spirit and power. I'm coming to you that way. You know what my prayer is? God, help me to preach through the Spirit. Because it's all vain. What did the colored brother say? Somebody asked him, said, what are you doing? You preach? He said, well, I just get up there and mess around till the Lord comes. He said, what do you do if you don't come? He said, I just keep messing around. That's right. I heard one preach at the Baptist Convention back in the early 70s. I went with Brother Andrew down there. Not long after I started preaching. I'd always love to hear him preach. I think Brother Kelly's coming back by being sometime in February. But anyway, I'd love to hear him preach. Anyway, we sitting back. Some of just, you know, some of them have been a little dull. Well, I forgot the preacher's name. He got him preaching. He's preaching. You know what he's preaching on? The Lordship of Christ. I never forgot it. Boy, there's some of them brothers up there sitting close to us. They've been sort of sitting back. They slipped up in the edge of the seat. Said, feed my soul. Yeah. And boy, he fed us. You know what he preached on? The Lordship of Christ. He said, a name not written on the sky. I've never forgotten. It's been 40-something years ago. His name not written on the sky, but he's Lord. Yeah. I'm telling you something. You may not see it. Listen, written down somewhere, but he is still Lord. He's Lord, thank God. And that's why we need his blessed sweet Spirit to convict and convert. Hallelujah. That's what Paul's saying. That our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but the power of God. Now you don't want your faith standing in the wisdom of men, because wisdom of men is foolishness with God. And you don't want your faith in, what's this, in wisdom of man, but you want it in the power of God. That's what Paul's saying. He says, but in the power of God. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses. You'll even be a witness. You'll just be one. Your whole life will be one. You'll be a witness. Power of God. So that's what we need to stand in. I don't want my faith. My faith's not in the wisdom of men. Thank God it's in the power of God. Look, verse 6. I bet we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, but not the wisdom of the world, nor the prince of this world that come to naught. I'm telling you, the prince of this world and the wisdom of this world is coming to a naught, coming to a halt. It's going to be over. We speak the wisdom of God in the mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. God has some things already planned. Way before you and I were ever born. Way before this world was ever formed. Did you know it didn't take God surprise that Adam failed? He already had, and he knew what was going to happen. Exactly knew it. He knew you was going to be born. Was it Jeremiah said he knew me when I was in mother's womb? God knew me. He knew you when you was in your mother's womb. He knew what he's going to do with you. I had told the men last night, I had no idea. None whatsoever. When I was in school, God was going to call me to preach. When he was talking about Hayden, he had to do a speech. He hates to get up in front of the class. I said, well, he probably got that from me because I didn't like it either. Bad problem with that is why I tried to argue with the Lord. But I ain't the first thing Moses did. That's all right. Said, I'll tell you, you can tell Aaron. But God can change you. He sure can. But you know what else I said? I said that he knew it. You know what I believe from the bottom of my heart? That's why he gave me the wife he gave me. You know what? I asked her how to pronounce a lot of words when I was studying and reading. But you know what she told me long time ago? She says, I'm not having anything to do. I got a kid or sometimes said, you want to preach for me today? God ain't called me to preach. And she'd always tell me. And I know I'm not. She never knew what I was going to preach. And probably nobody ever knows. I've had people ask me. I said, well, maybe I'm not sure. God might change it. I know when Ricky was talking about, you know, when getting a new building, one thing, you put the verses up. I said, no, that won't work. So if you let me know ahead of time, I can put them. I said, that won't work. Not for me. That works. Some people, that's fine. I'm not being critical. God may have something else. But she always told me, said, nope. Comes that preaching, that's your business. Yeah. You know what she told me about? You know how I like that song? Because he lives. You know what she told us when we was in the hospital? We was talking about songs. I said, you want to sing that? And she told us what song to sing. You don't believe it, you ask me everything. From the dress she wanted to wear to what to do with the rings. I could name it on, no, no. I said, what about that? You know what she said? I said, I like that song. She said, that's your song. That's what she said. So we didn't sing it. And not that she didn't like it.
That's right.
But she said, that's your song. God gave you a song. He'd give me that. And if I leave him before you do, you can sing at my funeral. But you know what? I'm glad God's just like he is. He's perfect. You got that right. Look at verse number 8, which none of the prince of this world knew. Well, had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know who he was, what he came for. Didn't know him. But written, I have not seen, ear heard, neither entered the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, I believe that includes heaven, but it includes a lot of other things too. But it's written, I have not seen, neither heard, neither in the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, heaven's a place that had gone to prepare for us, and this certainly could be talking about him, but it's talking about other things also. God reveals to us through his Spirit the deep things of God and the things of God. Listen, all the things that are on down are freely given to us. other words, what I'm trying to say is God's got a lot of things for us right now. Not just wait till we get to heaven. You know what will bless you more than anything? God begins to reveal some of the things, spiritual things. You know, natural man, carnal, he can't understand, natural man cannot understand the things of God. Listen, Eddie. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Verse number 11. Things of God don't know no man know but the spirit of God. It's the spirit of God that teaches us about the things of God and reveals to us. You can take the same person and read the Bible. And we see them. We look at them. The Spirit of God says, oh yeah, look, boy, howdy, ain't that good. Boy, jump out the page on you. I know we have some down in the prison. They ask us, I don't ever say much about it, but I'm a King James Version. I like King James Version. And they asked me about some other ones. I said, well, I don't know much about them. We only give away King James Bibles. He said, well, some of them's hard to understand. I said, well, pray and ask God to help you. I said, if you know him, ask him to help you. And, you know, I mean, it's hard to have helps to help. I mean, you know, I read behind commentaries, read behind other preachers. I mean, you know, I love reading behind them. But when a verses of Scripture so far off, sometimes what I'm used to reading and quoting and hiding in my heart is I can't even tell where it's coming from. That's a little too far. We put those, I still got one on the Bible, I think I put it up. We got one of those cards, we did it up for Carol and had that verses on it. I didn't have my Bible with me, and I was wanting to put some in verses I know she'd talked about in the last few days in there, and she told me before too. Well, the first, it was down at the funeral home, the first Bible they gave me, I could not even find what verses I wanted. I said, uh-uh, that won't work. You got a King James Bible around here? We got one. I said, let me have it. And I could find it pretty quick then. So what I'm saying is God will take his word, his spirit, the spirit of God, if he's living in here, amen? And he not only does, he don't just help us reveal the word to us. He helps you pray. Yes, you get to praying sometime? Oh, yeah, he's real. He'll pray through you. And you know what? You can't beat that. Holy Ghost him praying and making intercession for us. And Jesus at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. You get a prayer through. We don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings. It cannot be uttered. I'm going to tell you something. Thank God for the Spirit of God that reveals the things of God to us. And reveals it to us, helps us when we pray. Listen, thank God for it, for the Spirit of God, and reveals to us the things of God. You'd be amazed how God can reveal a verse to you right when you need it. And the more you read the word, and the more you hide in your heart, it's right there close and handy. I just bring it up. Because I don't have very good a memory. But thank God for the Holy Ghost sometimes helps me to remember the word. I tell you what, early in the week, I had a verse of Scripture. I thought, and it just come real to me. I said, well, maybe what God wants me to preach about Sunday. But you know what? That thing flew away. I don't know where it is. I'm serious. It's gone. There's a verse. It'll come back to me one day, but it sure wouldn't come back. I said, Lord, if it don't come back, it must not feed me to preach. Hey. But he's real. Spirit of God. Amen. I'm so glad. I hadn't seen.
Not the natural eye.
Ear hadn't heard. And neither is it in the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. Do you love God this morning? Do you love him supremely? Do you love him more than anything else in this world? I'm telling you, this world and the world of Allah will pass away. And the spirit of the world will bring destruction. But it's the spirit of God we need to direct us and guide us and lead us and teach us about the things of God. Jesus even said while he was here, when the spirit of truth has come, he'll teach you all things. I'm going back to the Father, but I'm not going to leave you comforts. I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to thank God for the comforter of the Holy Ghost. He comforts us. Oh, yes, he does. You know why he comforts us? That we can comfort other ones. Sure does. I look out across this congregation and I can see several of y'all. It's lost companions. Well, I'm going to tell you. I know exactly how you feel now. But I want to thank God we have a comforter. Amen. That comforts. And he reveals to us. You know what I told him last night? I was preaching on that great church. It had great power. Great grace. Huh? You know what? I saw grace in work, it working. I see it while we're living. I saw grace, I saw dying grace working in the life of Carol. As much as I've ever seen it. John, I know you saw it in Don. And I know you saw it. Kim, I know a lot of y'all saw it. Years ago, some of y'all. Dying grace. It's got to be there. I saw one tear out of all the tears that we shed around her bedside, and I'm going to share this with you. I saw one tear come out of her left eye. She looked up at me the last time before she took her last breath. I saw one tear. She shut her eyes. I wiped it off. That's all the tears I ever seen her shed in all those days and weeks. I'm not telling you how many we shed. We shed lots of them. Still at it. That's all I saw. But I'm going to tell you something. God's got dying grace. She was asking Brother Jesse Norris years and years ago. You know, Brother Jesse walked with God about dying a long time ago. And you know what he said? You don't need it. That your time comes. But so when your time comes to make that crossing, God will give you dying grace. And I want to say, that is the truth. He will. Because he got a place prepared. He said he did. Let not your heart be troubled. John 14:1. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. But not so, I told you so. Yes. Hallelujah. He said, if it wasn't there, I'd tell you. He ought to know he came from there. And he went back to there. He was going back, wasn't he? Yes. Hey. Dying grace. I tell you, he'll give you all kind of grace. I know I experienced a lot of it a year ago and for the next few months. Grace. But what man knoweth the things of man? Save the spirit of man, verse number 11. Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. I want to tell you something. There's a spirit in this world. It's evil, it's dark, it's wicked, and it comes against us and we fight and it's a warfare. But our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons, listen, we have to use the word of God. We have to use the Spirit of God, the sword and the Spirit. Listen, resist the devil. That's what Jesus did in the garden when he was tempted and tested the devil. He used the word of God on him. He kept saying, it's written. It's written. It's written. Putting the word of God on him. There's a spirit in this world. Wants to destroy you. Wants to occupy all your time. Occupy everything about you. It coming against you. Wants to, listen, hey. But he said, we have not received it. We don't have it. We come against it. But the spirit which is of God. We've received the spirit which is of God. Verse number 12. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, he didn't just say he gave them to us, but he freely gave them to us. Not reluctant. Don't know what that means? Freely. Abundantly. Willingly. In other words, you don't know how to even talk him into it. About as good as I know how to put it. Just freely. All things. I'm so glad he gave us his spirit. It's amazing to me that these bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. That's amazing. That the Spirit of God would live in us. He does. Shout if you want to. Thank God he's living in us. He hadn't given us the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. Amen. We're temples. That's why we'll take care of these bodies. Amen. He's given us, verse 12, the spirit, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. Why? That we might know the things that are freely given us of God. He gives us the Spirit of God that we might know the things that he's freely given us. He's got a lot of things prepared for us. He's got a lot of things he wants to give you right now. First thing, give us, thank God, the gift of eternal life. What a Savior. This wonderful salvation. He freely gives it to us. You know, he don't grudgingly do it. He freely does it. That man walked up to me yesterday and gave me a $50 check. In fact, he got it in my pocket. Thank. Better put it in the. I better put an offering right now. Yeah, I see it right there. We'll put it in there right there. It's going. That's going to go on that building. Fun right there. It's freely done it. I didn't ask him for it. No, I did not. Thanked him for it. It's amazing what God does, ain't it? Sure is. He gives us a spirit, not of the world, but the Spirit of God. That what? That we might know the things that are freely given us of God. Not only the things he's freely given us now, but those things that he's freely given us are going to be there in eternity for us when we get there. I want to tell you something. Heaven's going to be a wonderful place. It is. Heaven's a wonderful place, full of grace and glory and power. I'm going to tell you something. Those that are there, thank God, they worship it and praise the Lord, waiting for us to get there. I've been praying the Lord just come on. You say, well, I ain't quite ready. Well, let's hurry and get ready, will we? Let him come. Amen. I read one time where Brother Charles Haddon Spurgeon, Prince of Preachers, 100 years ago. You know what he said? He said, I'd love the Lord to come, but he said, I'll tell you what, really, I sort of like to go through the way of the grave. Oh, that's faith, ain't it? You know why? You know why these great these bodies are going to get up out here when he comes? Because he got up. Jesus got up. Amen. Don't thank God. You can know the things of God. You can know what's waiting on you. You know what the things of God are now. You know what's available for us now. Enjoying the presence of God now. And you can know what He's got prepared for us over there. Thank God we're going to a city. Listen, thank God we're going to a place. Listen, where the streets of gold, walls of jasper, it's in gates of pearls and all these beautiful things. But the most blessed thing is because the Lord, the Lamb of God's going to be there. Going to outshine it all. Hallelujah. What a wonderful place the Lord has prepared for them. Oh yes, that them that love Him, God reveals the things to us freely. Listen, all those that love Him. If you love Him, He'll reveal Himself to you. He'll reveal the things He's got prepared for us. Our Lord will. I'm so glad He freely gives us these things. Which things also we speak not in the words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Prepared spiritual things with spiritual. You see, you can't see him with his natural eyes. See the spirit realm. We're living right around. They all around us. I don't know if you ever think about it much, but they're right there. We encamped around. We've got guardian angel. Amen. Angels camped around about those. Even before we was ever converted. That's what the scripture said. They've become heirs of salvation. You say, well, I don't know, babe. I love it. Amen. Amen. I've sensed His presence. I've sensed her presence a few times. I almost turned a piece of equipment over on me one time. It went up like this, inside of a dam, the pond over there. No top on it. And when it went up like that right there, Donnie can tell you, come over and hit me. I got off, climbed off the upper side of it, tire sticking up off the ground. And I said, oh, no. It stopped. That's been years ago. If it had rolled, I wouldn't have been here. It was so bad when it stopped, still sitting there. I wouldn't get off on the low side. I got off on the top side when I got out there. And I wouldn't even get in there. I hooked a dozer to it or something. Well, I forgot it was dozer tractor. Now we hooked to it with the chain, pulled it back over, you know, back on its all fours. But you know what I sensed that day? I sensed His presence, that He was there, and spared me. Sure do. And that's just one of the times. But He's there with us. He's camped around about us. I'm at the house now by myself. Not really. Some of the spirit worlds are with me. The angels is there. He says, oh, you're talking out of your head. No, I'm not. Talking about that book.
That's right.
Thank God for it. I'm so glad that He take the things of the Spirit and reveal them to us. You know, when Dwight passed away, you've heard me tell this, but some of you probably hadn't. Before he passed away, two or three nights before he passed away, when he thought he was going, Dan hooked him, and all the machines went off, he's hooked to. He lit up like a light. Hey, there's another person in this room. I'm telling you the truth. I said, where is he? He was right there between me and him. And I'd always picked him, you know, pick him up. I just seemed like I couldn't see it, but I could sense something. But he said, right here he is, sitting down, right between us. And you know what that was? That was that death angel coming at him. You know, he wouldn't have said it. if he hadn't seen it. You mark that down. Now, somebody asked me, I've had people ask me what all went on. Now, I didn't see anything when I was, if I had, I'd tell you. But when I was so close to death, I didn't see anything. I wasn't afraid. I don't know, you know, when I was, the time I was awake, I had peace. I asked the Lord to give it to me. Even before I went in there, strapped you on a little narrow cot. It had to strap you on there. You wouldn't probably stay on there before they can get close to you to work on you. But you know what? God gave me peace. Even when I was awake looking, not even knowing where I was, couldn't respond back, still had peace in my heart. Thank God for that. But he said, I will give you the spirit of the world. I'll give you the spirit of God. So I'm going to tell you something about those angels. They'll go with you. They sure will. They protect you. And when you lay down and sleep at night. Did you hear about the missionaries? One of the missionaries I read after, I think you probably read, I probably shared it with you before. It was overseas somewhere or another. And some of them in the community, you know, some of them's in dangerous places. They said, they's tired of it. They're going to go there to his house and they're going to kill him. When they went to his house that night, going to go in there and kill him, they said all they saw was just all around that house. They saw him. They thought, I mean, they was there. They thought there was some real people, you know, but it was angels camp running by because the man didn't have nobody out there. But they saw it. And you know what they did? Took off. They saw those angels, but then he camped around about that house. They saw them. And they did not kill that missionary. God wasn't ready for them to go. God's protection was there. And so he said, I didn't give you the spirit of the world, but I'll give you the spirit of God. Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Natural men receive not the things of the Spirit of God, they're foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritual discerned. Natural man can't understand them, don't know them. They're foolishness to him. You don't understand them. But spiritual man. Hallelujah. So, you may act crazy to them. They may think you're foolish. They may think, well, he's going off at rocker. I didn't understand when I was a youngin'. I didn't understand why people was shouting. I didn't understand why you better, if you're going to lay down and go to sleep and you're little, you get to stay on there or get up on the banks one. Don't have to worry about that no more, but that's the way it was. I didn't understand why them folks was shouting. What are they doing? What are they shouting about? I'll tell you what they're shouting about. God had revealed to them what he had prepared for them. I'm going to tell you something. Some of them didn't have nothing in this life. And you know what's happened to us? We got so much in this life. Our mind not on that too much. Really. But thank God. He can reveal to us. Amen. Through his spirit. The things of God. Not only, I keep saying, not only what we're going to have when we get to heaven. Hey, we can enjoy some of it now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We can enjoy it for the glory of God. What about you? Have you received the Spirit? Have you been born again? That's why the Bible said, except they may be born to the water and the Spirit. You got to be born again. We're born to, well, what we're born of. The Bible said we're born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We're born to the Word, and we're born to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm going back to the Father. The Holy Ghost is going to come. He's going to teach you all things. He's our teacher. He's our guide. He's our intercessory. He lives within us. He takes the things of God and reveals them to us. You know what? In the book of Genesis, the Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. He kept saying it. You know what? He moved. You know what we need? A moving of the Spirit. Of God and receiving him, that he'll show us what God got for us. I want to tell you something. If you He can begin to show you the things he's got prepared for you even in heaven. These old things, this world will get dimmer. They'll get worse. They don't mean as much, do they? You know what? The more I get, more loved ones I get over there, more it makes me want to go. And more, I really understand now. I honestly can. My grandma and grandpa, my mama, my grandma and grandpa Stevenson, they had been married about over 60 years. And they both of them was over 80, 81, two, somewhere in there. They've probably been married, I don't remember exactly, probably at least 60 years or more. I can understand now when grandpa died, grandma never lived but 3 or 4 more months. When he took her to the doctor, he didn't go to the doctor much back then, but he took her to the doctor, you know what he said? She lost her will to live. Couldn't find nothing wrong with her. But she didn't live. If it was October, November, he died, and she died in January, February, somewhere in there. February? That's what they said.
Yeah.
And you know what? Apart from the mercy and grace of God, when you're so close, I tell you something, it almost take the will out. Because you sort of leaning over this way. You sort of looking up that way. And you sort of thinking about that life. Hmm?
Yes.
Hear me, I'm telling you the truth. And these things, this world will become dimmer. That become brighter. The other side.
Yes.
Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. I could name some more of you this morning, but I'm not. But thank God. He'll show you the things of Christ. Yes. He'll show you glimpses of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Makes me want to love him more. Makes me want to serve him more. Makes me want to praise him more. Hallelujah. Would you stand this morning? I don't know what time it is. I lost track of time. Don't matter, does it? Lord, good, ain't he? Thank God he's good.
Let's sing page 283 in the blue book.
283 in the blue.